crocodiles. For centuries, people lived with and respected the all-powerful crocodile. Those snapping jaws and lethal teeth frightened all attackers away, whether human or animal. People were also fascinated by their characteristic calls, their beauty, and their intelligence. Unfortunately, it was their beautiful skin which put them under threat. When explorers realized how valuable crocodile skin was, everything changed. Hunters risked their lives, and sometimes lost them, in order to satisfy the world's demand for crocodile skin. Worse was to come. The crocodiles' homes began to disappear as new towns and industries were developed on the land near swamps and rivers. Luckily for the crocodiles, people realized that a world without them would just not be the same, and now they have been officially declared an endangered species. In some parts of the world, there are now parks where crocodiles may live safely with laws to protect them.
It is illegal to kill crocodiles,
says conservationist Charles Swaby, who has spent the last 30 years protecting the Jamaican crocodiles. The problem is that when farm animals are killed by crocodiles, farmers ignore the law and kill them. This is what Charles is fighting against.
Crocodiles are much more scared of us than we are of them. They are scary, but lovely to watch,
he adds. If Charles and others like him can convince the world to share this opinion, crocodiles will be with us forever.
Wolves.
The big bad wolf eats the poor little pig, or chases Little Red Riding Hood. The brave young hunter comes along and bang! The wolf is dead. Unfortunately, in some parts of the world, there are no more wolves living in the wild. And all because the wolf has traditionally been seen as an evil enemy. In fact, this misunderstood animal has many virtues. Wolves are superb hunters. They prefer hunting wild animals to domestic ones. They do not overpopulate, but keep their numbers at the level they can feed. As for killing people, conservationists insist that this is simply not true.
Wolves avoid people. We have to teach the world that wolves only attack human beings in fairy tales.
There are plans to bring wolves back to the wild areas of Scotland, but local people have doubts about the idea.
We want wolves back. They live for thousands of years in Scotland. It is their land. But we fear for our animals,
one farmer says. The government has announced that it will pay for any farm animals killed by wolves. People in favour of bringing the wolf back say this.
Let our children have the chance to hear a wolf howl at the moon on a still Scottish night, and let us be proud that we made it possible.